It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Got it.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to High School Hoops. Yeah, episode two something. I don't know. Anyway, it's been a lot. We were reminiscing before we came live, and November is our fifth year anniversary. We're going to have some special stuff in our fifth year, I'm telling you. I'm not sure what it's going to be, but it's going to be something. All right. So before we jump in too far, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine, bar none. I won't say the three shooting machines that Dr. Dish we have at, got us a 62% effective field goal percentage and 54, 57 last night. Maybe it's getting the ball inside a little bit more, but anyway, that helps. But they are helpful. I would highly recommend them. Mention us and you'll get $450 off. So pretty good deal. And then go over, check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. The one-stop shop for every basketball coach, everything you need, to be the coach that you want to be. I'm telling you, I've got some great ideas. I haven't even told you this. I've got some videos of kind of how we behind the scenes stuff. It's going to be really cool. But anyway, I'm not going to give too much away.
I looked at your site a couple weeks ago. It's really evolving.
It's getting there. It's getting there. We're going to leave it up and then we're going to copy it and do a whole new rebrand.
How the site looks,
everything. But we're probably going to do that in the spring. So no one will lose service, but I got to do a whole new revamp kind of thing. So, yeah, we'll see. That'll be the off season work. If I can get to it.
Your backpack. Right. I don't know. It's in my car. Sorry.
That's okay.
We're live. It's all right.
We're live. What, your backpack? What's in your backpack?
My son's backpack.
Oh,
I don't know. He's looking for his gloves. He's going sledding.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
We have like 11 inches of snow out by us right today.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. Here. I bought a battery powered snowblower. It's awesome. Awesome.
You got one? Cool.
It's cool. Then the thing is, it starts right away. That's the best part.
Nice.
And you get that, you get the pack at the end of the driveway and you can't take care of it. It's like, it's awesome. Yeah. All right. So today's topic is senior night. Is that correct?
Yeah, senior night. It's we constantly talk about different topics, and this one is something we've never talked about before. I believe so. I don't think we've ever have.
I don't think we have. I think we talked about
end of season
stuff. So I like senior night. I have combined senior night and parent night together.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's about the seniors, like the banquet's about the seniors.
Yeah, I was going to say that as well.
Yeah. But so we introduce all the parents. And then we do something special for the seniors, which is nice. I think it's a nice way to celebrate them and their accomplishments and them being part of the team and 4 years in the program and yada, yada, yada. it's great. You know, it's like the whole one thing that's going on now is these banners, and everyone wants banners. I didn't want them when my son was graduating, but I let the parents decide if they want to get them or not. And usually the vote's yes, which is fine if they want to buy
them. Yeah,
we
used to do, when I was coaching high school, is, you know, the big fat heads. Everybody had a big fat head of their kid. That was a big thing, you know.
Oh, that's cool. Picture. Yeah.
And then they could bring that to playoff time if they wanted to. I the banners are expensive, you know, and I don't know
what
how
do
much
you
it
do
is.
With them. That's my argument. Like, so I buy my seniors for their present from me at the end of at the banquet is I buy them like a painted picture of their uniform. I give it to
cool.
them. Yeah, it's very cool.
Very neat. This
and
some
I've done
like
that.
A local.
Yeah,
local
no, I found
do
somebody
it?
On Etsy that does it. It's really good.
Okay. Very cool.
It's very cool. And I like it, and it's kind of my gift to them.
Yeah. What I do for a senior gift for me is when I was coaching high school, I was do alumni jackets. So I would take the logo that I designed when I was coaching high school, and then I would put alumni underneath it. And I never did with the school I was coaching at. We had cardinal red as our main color, but we always did our coats in black and gray. But the only people that ever got to wear cardinal red jackets were people that graduated from the program. And so that was kind of a cool thing where they had their alumni jackets. So when they came back from college and so forth, when they came to games, you know, they were the only kids that had those cardinal red alumni jackets, which was really cool. And they put them on. We take a picture together at banquet time with their alumni jacket, which is really, really, really neat experience.
I love that idea.
Yeah. And it was not super expensive. And, you know, it takes a logo that I generated and I just put alumni under it. And every year I would just change the style of coat and stick with the same color, but we would never do cardinal red jackets for like, you know, team apparel, like team apparel store would never do it. We would never do cardinal red jackets or sweatshirts for like, you know, travel gear
or anything.
Nothing. It was always black or gray or white or like something more like a more of a neutral color. It's
right.
Like that red is a pretty vibrant color. It's not where you're going to wear all the time.
Right.
People are more likely to wear that all the time if it's more of a neutral color.
Right.
But that red jacket is something to wear when you come back from college and so forth. So that was always one thing I thought was really cool to honor the seniors, which I think is way cooler than a poster because you know what I mean?
You know where my son's poster is? It's rolled up by the, washer and dryer. Hey coach, you can talk if you want. I'll just keep talking. You can mute yourself. And go talk.
I'm going to mute myself for a second because my kid is asking.
And I will keep going. I will keep going because I'm going to talk about the parent
thing. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Talk about your parent thing and how you right now, Coach Collins is going to talk about how he integrates senior night and parent night. And I'll be back in about 1 to 2 minutes.
Yep. No problem.
It could be 10, but who knows? All right.
Who knows? Life kind of comes up. So, a couple things. So the first thing is with parent night. So we did this about 3 or 4 years ago. So we do it before the varsity game. So we'd introduce all of our JV or sophomore team, and then we introduce the parents of the non-seniors. And then after that, we introduce the seniors and read the excerpts and all that stuff about them and have them parents come out, give a flower and blah, blah, blah. And then we go back into the locker room, do our little, here we go, here we go, here we go. This is what we need to do, X and O's. And then we come back out. So I try to keep it as normal as I can on the stretch, but it's a good way to kind of either that, or I'd do parent night right at the beginning of the season when everyone's kind of like end of the season, beginning of the season. But it's kind of just putting them together, I think, has been an effective way of kind of keeping that all straight, in my opinion. So anyway, so that's what kind of the way that we pivoted. Do you have anything else to add? He is back.
So a couple other things we did, I've done is I write a letter to the seniors and I put it in the program insert. I try to change that every year, just kind of, you know, based on the group that I have, I try to write a personal letter and everybody can read about it. We've done some like questionnaires and fun things where the seniors can respond and people can read something smaller that they can keep forever. You know, whether, you know, like those big posters are something you can't keep forever, but like a little insert.
What are you going to do with that poster when you're 35.
I know. I had a painted soccer ball with my soccer number on it. It was cut out of cardboard. It was awesome. I kept it for like 20 years, but then I had to throw it away because I had no good use for it anymore. But like, right. I was so emotionally attached to it. I get it. But after a while, it's just useless.
Right. You're not going to hang that up in your dorm room in college.
So question for you about senior night. Do you get every senior in the game?
I do not start every senior, and I try to get every senior in the game. So usually if you're on my team, yes, I try to. For senior night, I try to get them in.
Yeah.
I won't start them. That's the same. I mean, I'm going to play.
That's how my high school coach was too. He made it. He's like, and I was a off the bench guy my junior and senior year, but I got in on senior night. It was, you know, he found a way to get everybody in.
Yep.
And
usually if you're on my squad, I think he can help if you're a senior. If I don't think he can help, you're probably not going to be on my team. So,
yeah,
that makes it a little
bit take your size of your program, right?
Yeah,
and I never really had that problem with coaching at a smaller school. Usually, your seniors more than likely are getting into the game at that point, right? And if they're not playing, they're probably don't really want to be on your team, you know?
No, they'll take up curling, that's
right, exactly. So, that's
my
comeback. Easy thing.
Like, you can always take up curling, and they look at me like, what's curling? I go, well, look it up. You could take up curling, that's always an alternative. All right, anything else with that, coach?
No, I just think you got to make it what you want. I think there's a lot of options about it, and it doesn't always have to be what everybody else is doing. It could be very small, you know, and I often believe that senior night is very small. I think you really should focus more on your banquet and emphasize on that, because you'll have more time to really communicate, and what people hear from your voice and what those parents hear and that child hears is far more important than a poster on a wall.
Right. Senior night, it's a senior banquet. I always say it's a senior banquet. I know. My son didn't get his. That's too bad. But
at least he got to have his last season, though. Some kids didn't get to have his
season. He didn't get, like, he got to play. So that's.
Yeah, he got to play. Yes. And he got to complete his season. Much more kids did not. So
I know. All right. Till next week.
Next time.
Sports Social Podcast Network.